Tanya, we're still in Perek Aleph, the end of Perek Aleph. So it's going from Ach Biu HaInyan. Remember we have the Kasha, the steerers? Remember we have the steerers? Between quick review. Okay. What's a Beinoni? So according to Rabbi, he said he's a Beinoni, and the Beinoni...
In between.
Yeah, the in-between person. That means
on the battlefield.
Yeah, on the battlefield. It means, what's it called? He's completely clean of his Yetzirah, whether it means in Machshava or whether it means in terms of action. He's completely clean of his Yetzirah. And then we see another concept of... and that means a Tzaddik is a person completely clean. A Beinoni is someone who's still in the battlefield. And a Rosh is someone whose Yetzirah is Shofta. Right? He judges him. And then we see another Gemara that says that Tzaddik, he has majority of mitzvahs and a minority. So we say that's with regards to Schava Onish. That's with regards to his payment of his reward and punishment. Okay, so that's what we say. And then we explained our Pir of Desla, a simple concept of Beinoni. Beinoni is where you're on the Nekuda of your Bechira, the place where you're fighting, the place where you're being challenged in life. And the Tzaddik of you is those things you've accomplished, right? And those things, you say the Yetzer Tov Shoftan, that means you have complete dominion over them. And the place in the battle, which is further in the battlefield, the future, your future, right, which you haven't come into control, that's the Chas HaShalom, the Rasha in you. That's the part of you which you haven't taken control over. That's part of the city you haven't... But the purpose is to take control over that. Okay? That's how we explain. Now let's say. Now we go back to the Baal HaTanya. Ach, Biu HaInyan. The explanation of this. Al Pi Mashkadu HaRachu. The Rachu was Rav Chaim Vital. You heard of Rav Chaim Vital? Rav Chaim Vital was a Talmud of the Arizal. So, okay. The Arizal was a person from which... you've heard of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai revealed to us the Zohar, right? The Zohar was Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Ibn Sina. It was revealed by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It was passed on from generation to generation, and there was an understanding of it. In the time of the Arizal, people found it very hard to understand the Zohar. They were beginning to lose the understanding of the Zohar. They didn't understand so much called Partzufim of the Zohar. Whatever that means, the forms of the face, because the Zohar speaks in terms of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's influences in the world, in terms of face form, so to speak. Came the Arizal, and he revealed to Reb Chaim Vital in 1 year all the Shemona Sharim, all the 8 books to explain the Zohar, the foundations of the Zohar, and Reb Chaim Vital buried it with him. And that was found afterwards, and that's what we have. We have what was revealed to Reb Chaim Vital of an understanding of the Zohar and of Kabbalah, and that's what we have, the Shemona Sharim of the Arizal, written down by Reb Chaim Vital. And so here's one of the books. It's Shari Kedusha. Yeah? So he brings. Uba Eitz Chaim, and Eitz Chaim is another one of the books of the Shemona Sharim, is Eitz Chaim, everyone knows about, the Tree of Life, right? Shan Nun Perek Beis. To the whole Ish Yisrael, every Jewish person, Echad Tzadik veEchad Rasha, whether he's a Tzadik, whether he's a Rasha, Yeshtei Neshamot, he has two types of souls. Dichtiv, Neshamot Ani Asiti, I made two souls, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shen Shtei Nefashot, right? The two basic souls. Nefesh Echad Mitzad HaKlipa, one Nefesh Mitzad Klipa is a shell that's referring to the Yetzirah, Sitra Achra. We say the other side, yeah, sounds like Star Wars, right? Sitra Achra, right? Why is it called Klipa? Why is the name for the bad called a shell? Because the pnimius of a person is his neshama. The inner depth of a person is good, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Chelek Mekodesh Baruch Hu, is goodness. The bad that comes from a person is his outer shell. It's his goof, his outer shell of even his ruchnias, but it's an outer shell. Because ultimately, everything is good in a person. Ultimately, a person is completely good. His neshama is complete goodness. The whole of life is trying to express that goodness. The problems we have, the averas, the things we do wrong, is we're not properly expressing our neshama. So we're not properly expressing our neshama. Those are the averas we do. It's mis-expression or incorrect expression of self. That means we're not expressing our real self. Our real self is complete goodness. To eat is not expression of our real self. You need to eat, so you eat. Right? That's our goof. You need to sustain the goof. It depends how you eat. You know, there's some rabbis, some big rabbis, right? There's who were saying the goof, right? There's certain rabbis who used to spend, there's certain kavanas of eating. They used to spend like half an hour baking a bracha and 5-10 minutes eating. We don't understand these things, right? It's not for us. But there were people like this. There were people who used to half, and the sustenance from the food was, you know, food that says, you know, you make a broch on your food, so the Ben Ish Chai says, right, the Ben Ish Chai says, every food has a spiritual part of food eating and a physical part of eating. Everything in the world has spirituality and physicality, because that's how the world is. If a person makes a good broch, the spiritual part of eating, he's eating more of. He's benefiting more of. Like it's a pasuk, lo al lechem levado yichyeh adam. Not on bread alone will the person live. Ki al kol motzei piv Hashem yichyeh adam. On the words of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the influence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person lives. And there was, you know, the bigger rabbis, the Gror, they used to say about the Gror, used to have one little dry piece of bread with olive oil. And that's what he used to eat. If we did that, you know, after a day or 2 days, you know, we'd, you know, like we're malnutrition. We'll find ourselves in, you know, in the local hospitals here. Obviously, we have to eat properly. We have to look after ourselves. We're not on that level. But there were once upon a time, there were once upon a time people who were that spiritual that their physical needs were less. It's not something we can understand or we can even try and reach. But we have to understand that there's a spiritual world. And we get our sustenance also from the spiritual world. You know, some people in Yom Kippur, right, after you've davened, and most people when they fast, it's hard for them. I guarantee you guys, on Yom Kippur, when you're davening, you won't feel so hungry as if you're just fasting. First of all, your mind will be off it, and also there's a certain concept on Yom Kippur that you're getting spiritual sustenance from your prayers. So you see it, you feel it, you feel the difference. Anyway, we'll see. So let's go on. Okay, he's with Tzad HaKlipa, V'Sitra Achra, and the other side. V'hi mitlabeshet, and it's mitlabeshet. How do you say mitlabeshet? It's clothed, like levush. It's like clothed, v'dam ha'adam. That means it sits in the blood of a person. L'chayot ha'guf, to give life to good. So your sitra achra, your yetzahara, right? This second, this one of your neshamas, is a spiritual influence of a person. It's not just your goof. It's a spiritual influence which is close to your dao, which is close to your physicality. But it's a spiritual influence. Kediktiv, ki nefesh habasa v'dam hu. The soul of the flesh is in the blood. Umimeno ba'ot kol hamidot haraot. And from here comes all the bad midas. Comes from this levush called your Yetzahara. It's a levush. Mi'arba yesodes ra'im. From the four bad foundations. Like, you know, the early alchemidians? How do you call them? Those people who, how you know, there's fire. Alchemists, yeah. There's fire, there's spirit, there's water, and there's earth, right? These are concepts. These are real concepts. These are spiritual concepts. It doesn't mean these are tangible concepts in the world that represent spiritual concepts. Huh? What?
There's a funny American cartoon called Captain Planet. And they had Earth, Wind, Water, Fire. Captain Planet.
Yeah. You should know something. A lot of these.
Part. Oh, pardon.
Okay. Okay. Could be. There could be these things have. I want to tell you something. Things which there's. Every sheker in the world, for it to work, has to have an element of truth. Sheker says, the Gemara says, sheker doesn't have raglaim, doesn't have legs, but it has a regel, has something to be based on. You know? There's truth in everything. You have to find what's the truth and what's the sheker. This is a world of Shekhar. There's lots of truth in the world. But the problem is you can mistake what's real truth and it can be mitlabesh with things which are false. You have to find what's real truth. Anyway, let's go. Dainu. So it says, there's Abba Yisoda. Dainu kas v'gaiva. That means anger and arrogance. Miyasod ha'esh. From the foundation called fire. Shenigba lemala. That's the highest level. Right? Now we're talking about a person's soul here. So we're going to get a picture. We have this levush. We have this levush which the soul goes into. It's a garment which the soul goes into. We're going to see there's another levush on top of it. There's a levush called Ayet Zahara, which we find, which it's placed for resting in the dam of a person, right? And his neshama is above this. That means it permeates through these things. This levush has arba yisodas, right? Now, arba yisodas harayim, bad. So esh, from the yisoda esh, comes anger and arrogance, right? Now, what's yisoda esh? What's fire? Fire represents, consumes everything. It makes everything into itself. Fire and anger and chaos is associated with power. Fire is associated with power. In modern psychology, it's also used. There's a book by William Glaser who he speaks about power, and that's related to Yisod HaEsh, right? And there's positive power. Yisod HaEsh also has the positive. What's the positive of Yisod HaEsh? Control. But control over what? Control over self. If a person is Yisod HaEsh, has more Esh in him, right? His tikkun, his fixing of himself, is control over self and not control over others. You with me? We're going into there's two types of anger. I don't know if you've heard learned about anger. There's two types of anger. There's anger which comes from control, and there's anger which comes from hurt. That's more anger which comes from control is more male anger, and anger which comes from hurt is more female anger. So the difference between anger of chokhma and anger of bina. I'm not going to go into that. When we learn anger, we'll speak about it. But there's two types of anger.
Which soul is clothed in these?
Our soul, the nefesh, is on top of this, and then you have the ruach, and then we haven't yet got to the yetzer hara. That's going to be a levush, and then the soul's going to be in these two levushim.
Two souls.
Yeah, it says two. So you speak about the lower souls.
The animal.
Yeah. The lower animalistic soul has two levushim before you have the animalistic soul. This is the lower soul, and these have the yisodot. It's like we're giving a picture now of a human being. So if you have a picture, you have his guf. And there's blood in the goof, which the goof works because the blood gives its nutritions throughout the goof. However, I don't know how exactly it works. But then you have the levush called the yetzara. That's where we're up to now. And this yetzara, you have arba yisodot. We're giving a picture of a human being. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. V'tayve v'ta'anugim miyesod hamayim. There's yesod hamayim, water, and from water comes desire and desires and pleasures. That's from Yisod HaMayim. What's that associated? Mayim is associated with what? Pachas Kamayim. Right? It's really, in a sense, it's related to Chochmah and Bina here. Mayim is associated with Bina, Esh is associated more with Chochmah. That's why the chaos of Mayim is, there is a chaos of Mayim, but it's more, but Taivas comes from imagination. Bina is associated with your imagination, your intuition. Right? Okay. Well, okay. From water comes all the desires. V'hololut v'leitzanut, right? This is Issa of Dibu, comes from where? V'hit parut, showing off, right? V'dvarim b'teirim, speaking, stam words, or dvarim asurim, comes from Yisod haruach, that's from ruach, spirit, wind, right? Now, mayim, I would have said, tanug, the tikkun of mayim is ava, is love, proper relationships. If a person, usually people who need a deep emotional relationship and they don't have it, will find they have desires. Desires come from a need for an emotional relationship. Okay. Well, when we speak about these things, we'll speak a bit more. Then you have, Dvarim is Ruach, that comes, Ruach is associated with independence, right? Or the positive aspect. Like wind is independent, goes, it flows everywhere, it does nothing, holds it. And then you have va'atzlus va'atzlus misoda afa, land. You know what land is? Earth. Yeah, depression. That's atzlus va'atzlus is depression and laziness. an inertia, right? One of Newton's laws of nature, that if you don't move, it stays still, right? You have to push yourself, you have to move out. Also, it's related to depression and the tikkun for that, the fixing for that is simcha. Yeah? So if a person, now a person can tell him who he is. Each person's different. You know, modern psychology, they actually make you give a chart and they work out with certain questions, they make you work out what things you have. It's called power, which is associated with Aish. Mayim is associated with love and belonging. And Ruach is associated with independence and fun. And Atzus for Atzus is associated with Afo is survival. And they have, you can look at this book called, what's it called? By William Glasser called Choice Theory. So he has one section there and he talks about this in terms of psychological terms and it's related to these things. But these are the lower human self. This is the lower aspect of self. And you can work out what type of person you are. If you're more Aish, or if you're more Alpha, or if you're more Mayim, and then you know about who you are. Right? Because your soul, it's like like your person's wearing a set of tinted glasses. You understand what I'm saying? His soul comes out based on what glasses he has. His green glasses is like a green soul, you understand? Blue with green spots, you know what I'm saying? So this is this levush that he gets, we're going to see soon, this levush, who he gets it from? He gets it from his parents. The levush of his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara, he gets from his parents. The thing that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his neshama, is his spiritual soul. Now, a person doesn't have to, can have a very, very big soul, right? And it's unrelated to his parents. His parents can be simple people, and he can have a very, very big soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. But his levushim, these garments that he has, that the soul sits in, that's to do with his parents.
Well, I'm most tikkun for wind and fire.
Huh?
You said for water it's ahava.
No, for water, yeah. Water is love and belonging. That means simcha. Proper relationships. Simcha is atzlus and atzvus. And Eish. For Eish is control over self. And misara ruach is independence, but... Obviously, Sod HaRuach would be a proper level of independence. An independence, but not her? No, a proper level of independence, and a proper form of fun and a proper form of independence. Not too independent. Independence with Gedarim. That means, the tikkun for Dibu is Torah, right? Children have fun. When you're learning Torah, how are you supposed to be learning Torah? So it's a Torah Shashua. It's like a game. You ever see children playing? You know, kids, even if they're ill, they're playing, they don't feel ill. When they're ill and they're too tired, they go to sleep. You know, we moan and groan a lot. But when you're learning, you're using your ruach to have fun in the world, have real fun. Fun in your learning, fun in your ruchnius. Right? Independent thinking. Right? That's part of having fun. That's part of the creative part of it, man. But not independence to the extent that you use it to slam people down and to speak bad about people. Your speech has to be guided. Your speech has to be, independent with a limit. Independent in your thinking. Independent in your dibur, but not independent that you slam people. You understand? Okay, anyway. So now, v'gam midat tovot shebeteva kol Yisrael. Also good midas, this is in the teva of all klal Yisrael, betoldotam, k'mo rachmanut, like mercy, gemilut chasodim, ba'at mimena, come from this levush. Ki b'Yisrael nefesh zu, the klipa, he miklipat noga. It's from the klipa of noga. In Yisrael, it's a klipat noga. That means sheyesh ba gam kein tov. It has also good. So this levush has also the ability of good. So the Yetzer Hara is not completely ra. Vohimi sod eitz hadas tov v'ra. Okay? Now we'll skip this bit. And we'll go to the next section. So now he's explaining how it works. Now the Yetzer Tov is levush that comes on top of this. And then comes an neshama. In Chazal they say the place for the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara is where in our hearts. It's Gemara. The left side of our heart, the left chamber, is a place for Yetzer Hara. The right side is, what does that mean? It's the Yetzer Tov. What does that mean? That means the place that a person is actively acting is in his emotions. A person feels that, where a person feels, that's the place of his Bechira. Feelings and emotions is a place of your Bechira. Thinking isn't. The thinking causes the emotions. But where you actually are is your feelings and your emotions, your heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy wants your heart, because that's the place where you're actively acting. You understand what I'm saying? Your thoughts, you have more control over your thoughts. And the way we work, and this is also cognitive psychology, the way we work to have control over our feelings is by controlling our thoughts, which affect our feelings. And that's how, I mean, it's in Lashon of Chazal, it's a person will never do an Avera, right? If his upper soul, which is his intuition and his rationale, are combined. His Chochman is Bina combined. A person only does Averas when his rationale is distinct from his intuition. His intuition means it's also his imagination. All Ra only occurs when a person has an imagination which affects his feelings. If a person lives with rationale, he won't do Averas. Well, we're obviously far from that one. Okay. Alright, Perek Beit. V'nefesh hasheni b'yisrael. He's going through now, basically telling us who a human being is. V'nefesh hasheni b'yisrael, hi chelek eloka mimal, mamish. That's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. If he didn't say it, how could we say it? It's a pasuk, he says. K'mo shekatuv. V'yipach ba'apav. And he blew with his breath. Nishmat chaim. The breath of life into a person. I mean, our life came from Kiviyochel, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's breath. That means from him. Kiviyochel is part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'ata nafachta bi. And you breathed in me. Man de nafach, the person who blows, mitoche nafach, from himself, from the midst of himself he blew. That means, our neshama, kiviyochel, is part, came from kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perush, mitochiyoto, from the inside of him, mipnimiyuto, from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inside, shetochiyot v'pnimiyot hachiyut, the inner living, sheba adam, for a person, motzi benifichato bekoach, he brought out when he blew into man with his strength. Now,
what do you mean he brought it out?
That means kiviyochel, when you his the life breath represents life. Person doesn't breathe, halakhically he's dead. Right? I mean, we're not going into all the details, what's brain damage, what all these things are, right? But simply speaking, when a person stops breathing, he's halakhically dead. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us from his breath, he gave us kiviyochel from the pnimius of his life. That means our soul, which he gave us, that soul which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu blowing into us, so to speak, from his inner essence, his inner breath, that means his life, his tochiyut, his pnimius, that means our soul, kiviyochel, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We're chelek mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't understand that. That doesn't make sense. Right? That makes sense? If you think about it, it doesn't make sense. How can you be part of something and different from it? We have free will, we're part, we're different. But and how, what does it mean we're part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can you be part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu?
Part of infinity?
Yeah.
But we're not infinite.
And infinite's not a problem. We are infinite. There's levels of infinity.
Barriers.
We have different barriers. Okay.
Our inside of us is Him. But then we have all these barriers and restrictions on ourselves that he doesn't have.
Right. Okay, that's true, but we're not little Kadosh Baruch Hus. We're not little miniature ones. What are we? We're separate. We have from his inner essence, but we're separate. What does that mean? He created a separate Bria, and yet we're part of him. It's not such a simple concept.
What do you think?
It's a little hard for that. Okay. V'ken, al derech Moshe. But what the way he's saying is a good understanding. V'kach al derech Moshe. Nishmat Yisrael alu b'machshava. And he's going to be giving us a Moshe to this. The souls of Klal Yisrael alu b'machshava. Right? They went up in the thought of Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'ni b'chori Yisrael. Banim atem l'Hashem lokeichem. You're my children. That means it's his essence. Like it's his DNA, so to speak. Perish, kumo shehaben, just as a son, nimshach mimoach ha'av, right, comes from the mind of a father. Now, I'm not talking about DNA, but basically it's like this. When a person procreates, according to Chazal, we say, Ein kishui el ledas. You can't procreate without a concept of das. Das means expression of inner self. Das comes from your moh, comes from your head. Now most of us think, comes from a different place, right? It's just physical, it doesn't. The inner essence of a person comes from his moh, his spiritual essence we're talking about. That means the father, when he gives the levushim, depends very much on what he's thinking at the time. When a child is born, the person time of procreation depends very much on what the father and the mother are thinking at that time. According to Chazal, not in detail, but according to Chazal, the ahava that's between the mother and the father at the time of the chibul, time of connection, that brings on children who are wise and beautiful, and that's what Chazal say. And the ability to accept ruchnius. And there's a Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida says there's chiburim, there's connections which cause children to be bad children. If the connection between the husband and wife is like Nida, is like menuda, separate. For example, they're not interested in each other for whatever reason, or they're thinking about someone else, or whatever the reasons are. Right? But there's a disconnection between them, the children will be less spiritual. And the reason for that is very simple. Because when a man connects with a woman, right, and this is all connection in life, you have to understand, male-female connection is not physical male-female. Male-female is conceptual. Right? It's a concept. You'll see when you go through the Chumash, you're going to learn the Chumash Bereishis, you'll see. We went through this. It's a concept. Male-female is a concept. When a woman represents Choma, represents the physicality, so to speak, more physicality, and a man represents Sura, represents form. When a man and a woman connect, the form attaches to the Tzura. Sorry, the Tzura attaches to the Choma, the form attaches to the physical aspect and gives it Tzura, like a stamp. Right? And the more form that Choma has, the more spiritual it is. So the closeness between a man and a woman, that closeness, that chibur, the closer they are, the more tzura that child has, the more spirituality that child has. Or is able. How do they happen? Okay, that you have to understand. There's the coins of Chazal. All the others, it was a cleansing. The others weren't completely fixed. They had each of the others, Avram and Yitzchak, had psolet, had part of themselves wasn't completely refined. And that psolet produced the Yishmael by Avram and Esau from Yitzchak. Yishmael is a psolet of Avram. And Esav is a psolet of Yitzchak. Yaakov is a shalom, that's why his mitato is shalom. That's it. All the shtemes for shvatim were fine. And it's to do with the mit. Time of conception. We're talking about time of conception. It's not only the time of conception. If you don't represent a complete surah, you can't produce a complete surah. If there's something wrong in you, because a father's levush, whatever the father has, he's going to transfer. If there's something wrong with the father in terms of whoever he is, that's going to be transferred to the son. So kiviyochal, now that we're explaining here, kiviyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're banim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person is a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiviyochal, there's a transfer of the father to the son, from the moach of the father, from the kiviyochal, the moach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we came. That's what the pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are an expression of that pnimius. Kach kiviyochol nishmat kol ish, the sum of every person, be it every Jew, nimshechet mimachshavto, comes from the thoughts kiviyochol, v'chochmato, and the wisdom yitbarach, de'ihu chokim, he is wise, v'lo b'chochma yediyah, and we can't understand his wisdom. We know that he is all wise. We can't understand his wisdom. Elohu v'chokhmato echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu and his wisdom are one. Kamushkar of a Rambam. Now he's going to something else. You have to understand how it's related. Shehu hamada. He knows. V'hu hayodea. Right? He knows everything and he knows what's going to be. Adam, we can't understand. How do you know everything about the world and yet we have free will? We can't understand that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has full understanding. Al Buriyov, Kirtiv, Hacheka Eloka Timsa, Vaktiv, Kilo Makshavotai Makshavotechem. My thinking is not like yours, and my depth no one can understand. Af Shiyesh, Revavot Mine Chaluke Madrego. There's thousands or tens of thousands of levels of neshama, of souls. Gvoa al Gvoa, La'ein Kates, ad infinity, right? Like we explained. Kamo Godil Malat Nishmat Avot, like the heights of our fathers, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashanah, Al Nishmat Doroteinu. They were like if you have the Avraham represents Chesed. Right? He brought Midah of Chesed to the world. Like Rashi says, they were Merkava L'Shechina. Yeah? Right? What does it mean Merkava L'Shechina? What does it mean? Like you ride a horse. A horse is like you're galloping on a horse, you're riding a horse. So Kiviyoch, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was riding Avram. What does it mean riding Avram? What does it mean? It means the chibur, the connection to Avram, to Midas HaChesed was complete connection. The connection to Yitzchak for Midas HaDin was a complete connection. The connection of Yaakov to Midah of Tiferet was a complete connection. That's why they represent those Midas. So when we read Chumash and we learn about Avram, we're learning about Midas HaChesed. When we read Chumash and we read about Yitzchak, we're learning about Midas HaDin. When we read Chumash, we learn about Yaakov, we're learning about Midas HaTiferet, Midas HaEmes. And those are like principles, those are the Midas, those are the principles. That's why Sefer Breishis is called Sefer HaMidas, the Sefer of characteristic traits. Yeah? And so too with all the Shvatim. The Shvatim, then we have Yosef represents Yisod, foundation. I'm going to translate it. Moshe represents Netzach. It's similar to Chesed. I don't need to translate in English. Aaron represents Hod, right? And then David HaMelech represents Malchus, with the Gilui of Malchus in Yisrael. Till David, there wasn't a proper Gilui of Malchus. David brought the Gilui of Malchus to Yisrael. Okay? Okay, well that's not... Alright. So these represents the highest level of these Midas, of these, or what's called Spheres. And everything else, all that we have, we don't have perfect Chesed, we don't have perfect Din, we're a combination of these things, but a much lower level of these souls. They brought this high level of soul, of this Midah, into the world. And now that they brought it, Klal Yisrael, because they brought it into the world, we have an association with it. Because we're the children of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So we have, from them, we have the ability to achieve some level of their achievement. Yeah? You with me? Okay, ask your question again. So you're saying, if the Neshama has these characteristics intrinsically from Hashem, why do we have the characteristics of Avram?
I think when you were answering Jacob's question, you said that these qualities were part of their neshamas.
Right, they express them.
Right, but then you said we have the ability to access them because we're descendants of them. But the neshama is the part that comes from Hashem, not from the parents.
The fact that they brought there's two things. If I'll tell you in a different way, for example. If you have an idea, right, and you write it out and the idea is in the world, it's more easily I can get access to it, right? Forget about Google, but the idea is in the world. It means people are talking about it. Even if I'm in a different country and I haven't heard, but the idea, somehow the idea is being transmitted in the world. It has easier access. Because these were our fathers, and these midas of the neshamas, Every neshama has ability for pure chesed. Every neshama has ability for pure din. Everyone has ability.
Jewish or non-Jewish?
Not Jewish is a little different. It's different how it works. I wasn't going to non-Jewish. It's more complicated. They have the ability because they have the ability to reach it, but they have to go through a certain stage before they reach it. You have to become again, and then you can reach it. So they have the ability. Where they are at the moment, they can't get, there's something blocking to reach that level. But if they become again, then they can reach it. Then they're given it, they're given a higher level neshama, so they can reach it. But if they don't want it, so they don't, given the higher level of neshama, at the same time, they're not given the onish of not doing what they're supposed to do. If a Jew who's born a Jew is given this higher level of neshama and he doesn't behave like a Jew, he's going to have a much harder time in the world to come than a person who was a non-Jew and, say, didn't reach a certain level of relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you become, but you, a non-Jew has the ability through his avoda, through his work, to get that higher level of neshama. It's not, he's not closed off from it. It's just that he's distant. For example, you can just say a similar thing. If you have a person who's an athlete, he has very, you know, he's been proud. His father was an athlete, and he's, you know, everyone is an athlete in the family. He was born to a family of athletes. So, like, his parents have good muscles, right? So you'd expect the child, when he grows up, the DNA, he'll have good muscles, right? So now, he trains to become an athlete. He'll be a good athlete. There's another point. His parents are, you know, average parents. He's not an athlete, right? But he has decent muscles. Now he has to go through training. If he does training, he has hard training. He can also become an athlete. He can also run in the Olympics. But he has to do harder training. It's not innate to him. It's not innate to his nature. He has to go through a higher level of training. And I'll explain to you what that means. Before Matan Torah, there was no concept of Jew and non-Jew. There was a concept, whoever was an Ovid Hashem, this is the Ramchal explains, whoever was an Ovid Hashem, through his avoda, through his work, he would become close to Hashem, and then he would be chelik me'akrish bo, chelik me the Ovde Hashem, or if he wasn't Ovid Hashem, he would be pushed on the side. Matan Torah came and made a seal that now that after, because what happened after Matan, once these midas were brought from generation to generation, Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, they taught their children, they came till Moshe Rabbeinu, and Jewish people came from these, like a generations of people who were over their Hashem, it was nishrash, it became part of their so-called DNA fabric, the spiritual DNA fabric, and Matan Torah sealed it.
Is that to say that only the people at Matan Torah were the only ones who were Eved Hashem?
Yeah. Only those people who were at Matan Torah became Eved Hashem. Yeah? Only those people who were at Matan Torah. Now there's two answers to how comes we have Gerim.
How what?
How comes we have Gerim? According to my explanation, you shouldn't be able to have Gerim. It's only those people who are at Matan Torah, could be Eved Hashem. So how comes we have Gerim? How comes we have the ability? So there's a Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
No,
the Ruki Vega. There's two tirutim to this. As the Ruki Vega says, those when the non-Jews were offered the Torah and they weren't interested in it, that was as a nation. As a nation, they were offered. There were individuals amongst that nation who wanted, but because their nation didn't take, those individuals didn't get it. So those from those individuals come the Gerim. They had a rotzen, they had a will to become, be mekabel Torah, but their nation didn't take it. So that's how Gerim came about. That's one answer. And the same thing, how come you have Yidden who are Rishayim Gemurim? They have a din. They have a din of. They're not even part of Klal Yisrael. They're not considered part of Klal Yisrael. If a Jew who's like, you know, he's lahachis, he's doing averas. To kivyachol to spit chas v'shalom in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's face. He knows the Kodesh Baruch Hu and he's mered. He's revolting against him. He has a din. He's nidche from Klal Yisrael. He's not even a din of Klal Yisrael. If he shechs an animal, it's nevela. He doesn't have a din of Klal Yisrael. He loses being part of Klal Yisrael.
Are there such people like that?
Very rare, but there are. But it's very rare. Most people don't know about Judaism, but there are people like that. Anyway, so those people, so how do you explain, how do you have those type of people? So he says, those are the people at Matan Torah part who didn't want to accept the Torah. Even the Jewish people as a whole wanted, they didn't want to accept. So those are those people. That's one understanding. The other understanding is, even though at Matan Torah you had the Jewish people, but there were souls. You have to understand the whole thing. This is a bit more complicated. All of the souls of people come from the soul of Adam HaRishon. After the chet of the Adam HaRishon, there were two chets. The chet of the eating the Eitz HaDaas, which was fixed by the Avos. And there was the chet of his 130 years, where he was Tanis, where it came from him. It's hard to explain. It came from him like pieces of his neshama. I'm not going to explain. Those pieces is the 600,000 Jewish people who came to Egypt. Now, out of those 600,000, there were still, at the time, that was Yosef. Yosef is the Maasef. I'm going through something very complicated in a few words. He's the Maasef. He's the one who gathers in the Jewish people. That's why you have Mashiach ben Yosef.
He's a what?
The gather, Maasef. Yosef is the Maasef, the gatherer. Yosef means to add me a child. I mean, he's the one who gathers in. Yosef, that you have a Mashiach ben Yosef, before you have Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, the Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef. Learning Torah Kabbalah is bringing on Mashiach ben David. That's the Gilui of the Arizal, the revelation of the Arizal. Mashiach ben Yosef is to gather the Jewish people, to gather those lost people. Those are the Gerim. There are lost souls out there in the world who are intrinsically higher level souls who are revealed. Those are, in a certain way, those are the higher level souls of the Jewish people, because their revelation takes it a harder process to be revealed. That's why the Gerim in Klal Yisrael, if you notice, most of our Torah Shebaal Peh came from Gerim. Rabbi Akiva, all of our Torah Shebaal Peh came from Rabbi Akiva. He was Ben Gerim.
Ben Gerim means?
His grandson of a Ger. Great grandson of a Ger. That means. He came from a Ger. He came from a Ger. He came from his parents. He was a convert. Ger is a convert. And Unklus is the Ger. Okay, yeah, they're all Gerim. Right? Rabbi Meir, right? The Ben Gerim. Why is Teresh Baal Peh came from a Gerim? Why was the concept? Teresh Bichtav, that's Yashar from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Teresh Moshe. Why is Teresh Baal Peh Torah, so to speak, of Gerim? Why is it? Because like this. What does a Ger represent? And there's a similarity between a Ger and a Baal Tshuva. And you'll see conceptually it's the same thing. Not Baal Tshuva as it's written in the Rambam. Baal Tshuva us. Because what are we? We're Tinok Shenishba. We're not really Baal Tshuva. We're Tinok Shenishba. We were a child who was born amongst Goyim. That means we lived our lives as Goyim. We lived our lives not knowing Torah, not living Torah, not having a concept of what Torah is. And we came from a hidden place and we revealed ourselves. That's what a Ger is as well. We came from a place which had no connection and or little connection in terms of what we know and reconnected. So it means you took something which was hidden and revealed it. That means a Ger, or a Baal Tshuva in the sense I spoke, came from a hidden place and became revealed. That's why tshuva, there's a concept of doing, just as a concept of tefillas of ger, has to go in a mikveh and be tovel, there's a concept of tshuva to be tovel in a mikveh as well. And it's ke'ein gerus. It's similar to gerus. Similar. Since the concept, conceptually, of a ger, or a baal tshuva, like I'm saying, this concept is coming from a hidden place and being revealed, that's the koach, that's his strength of his neshama, that's his koach. So he has that koach, the ability of revealing that which is hidden. Revealing that which is hidden is what? That's Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah doesn't make sense. You explain the Torah, that you're revealing a hidden depth of the Torah. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why Teresh Baal Peh or Targum Unklus came from Gerim. You with me? Makes sense? Because that's your koach, and that's a very special koach, and that's a koach of every Baal Tshuva you'll find. Baal Tshuva come to the Frum world, and they reveal to the Frum world things that the Frum world needs to be revealed. They don't have necessarily the koach to reveal it in there. Because they came from a hidden place and had the koach of revelation. Yitro was the same thing. Yitro was again. What did Yitro do? He added a parasha to the Torah. Yitro, because he added a parasha to the Torah. What's the, Yitro was, in a sense, the foundation for Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't a, Yitro said something. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitro said something from Sfarah, right? He went to Kodesh Baruch Hu and asked, is this true? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, do like Yitro said.
Isn't there a Medrash you wouldn't have been able to have Matan Torah without Yisro?
Could be, I don't know the Medrash. Could be, right. No. Okay? Matan Torah is also Torah Shebaal Peh. It came at the same time. It's a revelation. Matan Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a revelation. Torah Shebichtav or Torah Shebaal Peh. Matan Torah. It came at the same time. Torah Shebaal Peh is Baal Peh because the Baal has to be Baal Peh because the revelation revealing that which is hidden depends on where man is and on man's thinking. How we think Torah today is Torah today. How we understand the Tosfos is Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Torah for us? You with me? Makes sense to you? Everyone understands what I'm saying? Okay, let's go right to. Okay, where we got up to? All right. We explained the kind of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? All right, this may be a good place to stop here.